Oh, you're home. I didn't think you'd gone home yet. But I heard someone in your room and I was curious as to what it was. So, how were your classes today? Are you enjoying university? Well, that's great to hear. You know, with how quiet you are, I wasn't sure you were going to, make any friends or even chat with people. I mean, in your first year of high school, you just hung out with me, even though I was a full 3 years ahead of you and about to graduate. No. I didn't mean it like that. I'm sorry. Really. I didn't mean to imply anything bad at all. No. Here. Come here. Let me give you a hug, okay? No. Hey, come on. Don't cry. Or anything, really. I'm sorry. Really. You know I didn't mean anything bad from that. I love you and I want the best for you. Come on. Please. There's no need to sob. I was just really worried about you. I just want you to be happy. Like when we were younger. Remember? We always used to play together and all that. And you always loved getting kisses like that too, remember? What? It was just a joke. Come on now. I know we're older and stuff. You're crying kind of hard there, and I didn't know what to do, and I thought that might remind you of when we were younger and happier. It was just a peck on the cheek, really. I'm sorry, okay? Good. But, just something else I want to ask. Well, you did kind of just burst out crying there, and after I mentioned I was worried for you, is everything all right? Please? I just want to help if I can, so could you tell me? I won't tell Mom or Dad. I promise. All right? Thank you. So then, what is it? Oh. Yeah. That's why you're so rattled by what I said. I guess I'm right to be worried about you. And making friends is hard. No, come on. It's okay. Really. You don't have to be so self-conscious about making friends and stuff. Or if you're a good guy and all. Okay? Come here. It's fine. You do not have to worry about it. I didn't have any friends in my first year either. That's why I spent so much time at home, here, with you, while Mom and Dad were at work. So, you don't have to worry about these kind of things. You just have to give it some time, okay? Everything's gonna be fine. You'll see, all right? You didn't pull away that time. It is kind of comforting, isn't it? Just like when we were younger. please don't worry. Everything will be okay. Actually, you don't have to say anything. All right. I understand. So, just let your big sister take care of you. All right? Follow me, all right, little brother. Take a seat on the bed. I'm gonna go lock the door so we don't get interrupted. Not that anyone else is home, but still, I want to make sure you stay here with me. Do you promise to stay in here with me? And to let me take care of you, little brother? Good. Don't worry about anything. Just let your big sister take care of you. And love you. You love your big sister, right? Say it, please. Say it out loud for me. And I love you, little brother. Now, just lay down with me here on the bed and listen to what your big sister tells you, right? That's a good boy. I'm sorry. I just can't help myself. I like touching your face like this. I just want to make a mess of you tonight. Here in my room. And you just look so innocent. Cute too in the dress shirt. I love it on you. I mean, I like everything on you, but just this once. These clothes are getting in the way. So I'm gonna help you take them off, okay? Good boy. I'll just start with the top buttons here, and slowly work our way down. That's good. Not too quick. You're such a good boy for your big sister. And, of course, it's not fair if you're the only one getting undressed. So, your big sister is gonna undo her blouse, too. Here, give me your hand. So you can help undress me. Such a good boy. Helping me do this. I I love you so much. And I take it, judging from the fact that you've been playing a lot, you like it when your big sister takes care of you, right? So, what do you say to show her how much she means to you? I love you too. You're the best little brother. And I love taking care of you like this. And it's time to pull up that dress shirt, by the way. You know, I've always enjoyed doing things like this with you. When we were kids, we played house and I'd pretend to be your wife. Or even other things like helping you with your homework. I've always loved you so much. You're just so cute and sweet. And you always did what I said. So just complete faith in your big sister. So obedient for me. Doing everything I say. Taking my blouse off. Yes, you are a very well-mannered boy. I love you so much, little brother. To the point where it really isn't enough. No matter how many times I say it. Because I love you so much more than just a big sister would. I know you're okay with it. Just like always, you're such a sweet little brother. Now that our shirts are off, we should get to work on our pants. No. Don't rub your crotch off against me like that, okay? Not yet. Just be patient for me. Good. Here, I'll help you take it off. No, my bra removal is postponed until later. No complaining, alright? I don't want to hear any complaint to your big sister about this, okay? That's better. Very good. Undo your fly, and then you can handle it on your own, right? And while you're taking your pants off, you can watch me take mine off. Do you like what you see? Because I do. I've always wanted you. I love you, little brother. Excited? I can tell. I can feel your cock through your briefs, you know? Give me your hand. Yep. This is what you're doing to your big sister. Teasing her so badly that she's getting all wet from you. You're gonna do exactly what she says, all right? Good boy. That's it. Keep playing with my clit. Oh, so sleek. Looks like all that time online paid off, huh? Looking up naughty things like this. Yeah. Right there, that's it. And let me just reach down here for you. Would you like to see them now? Like to see my tits? Say yes. Say yes. So well-mannered. Okay. Take your hand out of my... Does it make you feel good to please your big sister? What a loving little brother. Well, just for you. Here. Do you like them? Here. Since you like your big sister's head so much, bring your mouth close. That's it. You're such a naughty little boy. Doing his Sphinx to your big sister. You really care about making your big sister feel good, don't you? Don't speak with your mouth full, all right? Good boy. Yeah, suck a little hard. Just like that. You know, since you're making your sister feel so good, I want to make sure that my little brother feels good as well. You know, I've been feeling your crotch throbbing against my hand all this time. You've shown such restraint, mostly. You're such a good little brother. I'm gonna give you your reward now, okay? But first, you need to take my panties off. No. No hands allowed. Only use your teeth. That feels funny. I've been waiting for so long for this, little brother. And you know what? We're not gonna use a condom. I know it's your first time. I don't want anything to get between us in this moment. You're gonna stick your cock all the way deep inside of me. And we'll make each other feel good. Okay. What? Shut up!
I do not have STDs or that shit. This is gonna be my first time too. Oh, I wanted it to be with you. So I never did it with anyone else. The only person I wanted to touch my body like this is you, little brother. I love you. You should put it in now, alright? Just let your big sister take care of you. Like always. Huh? Just push it now. Ah. How's it feel inside of me, little brother? I love you so much. You should start moving, okay? Just slow. There's one thing I want you to keep in mind, though. I want you to make a baby with me. I want you to make me a mommy. Do you love me enough, little brother? I knew I could count on my sweet little brother. Oh, you feel really nice. Really warm, too. Do you want to go a bit faster, little brother? You can. It's okay. It feels good for me, too. Gonna count too. Good boy. Come with me. Come inside your big sister. Give her your baby. Yes. Make me a mommy. Mom and Dad won't get home for another few hours. So just... Oh. Keep trying to make a baby with your big sister, okay? Let me take care of you.